But we're here at the media center, and yeah, last night was big media night. Now, the first one was the Philadelphia Eagles, in which we were not able to attend because it started at 7 o'clock sharp.
We boycotted it.
We, of course, it's don't get Eagles. Off the air in time.
Yeah, I hate the Eagles, so I just didn't want to support them.
Yeah. And so we made it to the second shift, and that was the Kansas City Chiefs, the world champion, two-time defending champs, Kansas City Chiefs. I will say this. We were the only...
Yeah, nobody stuck around from the station.
Yeah, so we got exclusive access to Patrick Mahomes and company. And it seemed like that there were... And it, again, it's just because Kansas City's done this so many times. As we were walking in, the Eagle fans, because fans now can show up at wherever the site is, it felt like there were 10,000 Eagles fans leaving as we were entering.
Doing the wings.
Right. And then we got in there, and there weren't really hardly any Kansas City people in there.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like, we don't need to do this.
Both the Kansas City fans and the players had a very relaxed attitude about this event last night because they've been there 3 years in a row now.
Yeah. Yes.
And what, five out of the last six?
Right. Right. So, you know, for those who don't know, it's the entire team, it's the coaching staff. We saw Steve Spagnuolo. Doing interviews. He looks good.
He does. Amongst defensive coordinators, he looks great.
Looks great.
Yeah.
They'll have, you know, mascots and cheerleaders and the like. And Clark Hunt was there as well. And I understand that he was also on the station this morning mixing with the Musers and the Invasion. And he was available to talk to. We decided to not go that route and talk to Clark. And what?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, he has the most uncomfortable name in sports. Period. Hands down.
What about Rusty Kuntz?
Yeah. I was going to say, apologies to Rusty Kuntz.
He's been out of baseball for 40 years. So leave him alone. Let him just die in peace or wherever he is. Do we determine that he's alive?
The late, great Dick Turkle.
He's alive.
Yeah, Dick Trickle is not.
No. So currently, Clark Hunt has the most uncomfortable name. So I thought that we would go to a very high-level source to see if they also felt that their boss had an uncomfortable name. And so Dave and I were at the exit on the field about to leave, as the time clock was ticking down, and the Kansas City Chiefs cheerleaders were all standing there.
Yeah, about six of them.
Yeah. So Dave and I are totally used to that number.
Yeah.
Right? It just felt normal for us.
Three apiece.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I walk over there, and I ask their opinion on Clark Hunt's name.
Hey, ma'am. God, all y'all.
That's so dude perfect. It's the female
perfect. I didn't notice that.
Roll that back.
So I asked one of them. There was only one of them that I really wanted an answer from. And as she turns around, all of them turn around and get right in my face. Which, again, totally used to that.
Used to it.
Yeah. Dave's like, ha-ha, high five. So, okay, here we go again.
Ma'am. God, all y'all. Not like a package deal. Okay, good. What is y'all's owner's name? The Chiefs owner.
Clark Hunt.
Clark Hunt.
Okay. Does that name not weird y'all out? When you say those two words so fast like that?
When I say those two words out loud, I just think of history and honor, and I'm just so happy to be a part of his organization.
Is that standard for y'all? Is that a good answer for everyone?
That was a pretty good answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. Okay.
Thank you.
They had a handler.
What's wrong with you?
Was trying to body
what?
Up
what
in between the girls and Corby.
You even said, say them quick together.
No, I didn't say that. I said, what is your owner's name? And they go, Clark Hunt.
And then what did you say?
And then I said, when you say those, like you just did, really fast
together.
And close together.
That's, you did say it then.
I know, but after the fact. after the fact. It was like, doesn't that sound weird? I just think that this organization is number one in sports. And, like, I love being a part of it. And I think of history and honor and all cool things.
And I think people should have access to maps and such as.
I am for all people, including black and the other colors, like all of them.
She was speaking out of like the cheerleader handbook.
Yes, so there's no question on training day for Chiefs cheerleaders. They go over the fact that you're going to encounter a time when you least suspect it that like a 62-year-old radio guy is going to walk up to you and think he's being super clever.
Why do you want to do that to me? I'm not clever! It's uncomfortable! You know it is! Okay, so we're walking past. We see Clark, and Bob goes, there's Clark. You even do it now.
Just
because we don't want to include that syllable.
It's problematic.
It is.
They cover it the syllabus. But to Dave's point, she was just relying on her training because she knew that
she went to the talking points.
She was being tested in the wilderness.
Yes, she dug deep for that. I just want to say, when I hear that name.
Girls, I'll take this on.
I think of honor and awesomeness and fun.
And one other observation we had was.
Taylor.
I don't think they'll be having Kansas City Chiefs cheerleaders making the team on Netflix anytime soon.
Bob did ask if that was the JV squad.
Don't put all this on me.
Legend. Yeah, we weren't sure if it was like they were saving the real cheerleaders for Super Bowl was like a make-a-wish situation.
Girls, get off your feet. We need you on Sunday. You girls, you got media night.
Well, so no clarity. I got no clarity whatsoever on the uncomfortableness of the owner's name.
It's just us, I guess.
It's an unsolved mystery.
We're the only ones who notice it. We're the only ones.
We'll see you ladies in 51 weeks and 6 days.